Welcome. In this day and age, we like instant results. We want our food quick, we want our technology to be fast, and some of us want to be instant YouTube stars or influencers on Instagram. Well, life is not all rainbows, pizza, and Netflix. Nope. We have obstacles, failures, hiccups, and setbacks. But what do you do when you encounter a roadblock? Well, never give up, of course. I know, it's often easier said than done, but hey, let's talk about it. This is Young and Empowered, the show that helps young people move forward in life through inspiration, self-help, and life coaching tips. I am DJ HG, life coach for youth. Whew! So, it's been a couple of weeks since I put out an episode. Well, actually, I was in an accident and I had a concussion. Yikes! I'm okay, but life, you never know what's gonna happen. Anyway, in the last episode, we learned about evaluating our thoughts, like, not just believing everything that we think is, sound, and learning to sometimes challenge our thoughts so that we can make sound decisions. Well, today I want to focus on something that seems appropriate, especially in light of my recent circumstances. I want to talk about setbacks. So I hope this podcast has been an encouragement to you, and I hope, this episode will be no different. When we think about the word setback or failure, we sometimes think of our circumstances as hopeless, or we think that there's something wrong with us as the reason why we're in this situation. Now, there may, be some bad decisions that we made that contributed to a failure that we're experiencing in our lives, but the situation is only hopeless if we stop there. So, what are some examples of setbacks or failures? Well, maybe someone doesn't want to give you a chance. They don't think you're going to make it. An unforeseen obstacle comes in your way. What do you do? Never give up. Maybe you didn't make the sports team. Never give up. The girl you asked out, she turned you down. Never give up. The SAT scores that you got, they weren't what you hoped for. Never give up. Now, of course, you don't want to harass someone into going out with you because there are other fish in the sea. But setbacks are really all about our perspective. Maybe when a roadblock comes in your way, you need to find a different way to go around it, or over it, or under it. Or maybe there's an entirely different road you're supposed to be on. I like the acronym for FAIL, FAIL, in the acronym dictionary. It says that FAIL stands for first attempt in learning. That means that your failures are a teaching tool. That means you don't have to feel bad or ashamed when you fail. That means that you're getting smarter and closer to your goal. Many great and famous people have failed in their lives multiple times. Take the example of Thomas Edison, the guy who was created, he created the light bulb, or at least, he was credited with creating the light bulb. He failed thousands of times before he obtained success. And when someone asked him if he thought, that he should quit after he had so many failures, he essentially said, "Well, why would I quit now? I've got all those failures out of the way, so success is really my only option." Wow, that's an extraordinary way, that he framed his situation. That's someone who really had grit. But he's not the only one. I'm sure if you Google some of your favorite celebrities, or you may even know, the backstories of some of your favorite celebrities, or persons who have achieved great things, you'll see that many of them endured many setbacks in their careers or in their lives. But obviously, you don't have to be famous to face setbacks. Take my example of my bike accident. I was just doing something that I enjoy and I end up with a concussion. Am I going to be afraid to go on the bike again? Am I going to constantly second guess myself because my memory was affected? Am I going to say, "Oh, why me? Why did this happen to me?" No. I have to take care of myself, yes. Mentally, physically, and emotionally, be kind to myself with the words that I speak, but then I have to keep moving forward. Okay, so this is going to be your challenge for this week. Think about a setback that you may have had in your life, or, a setback of someone that you know. Like I said, you can even Google someone that that's famous, that you maybe admire, and check out their life story. How did they deal with the setbacks that they encountered? How did you deal with setbacks that you encountered? Did it cause you to be paralyzed, so you couldn't move forward, or, did it take away your confidence? Remember, everyone faces setbacks, but the decision is yours to move forward or to get stuck. There's a saying that says, we can either become better or bitter. And learning how to deal with how to overcome obstacles in life is a process, but it starts with recognizing that failures will come. And, there are opportunities to learn and to grow, and having the determination to never give up. Okay, so this was a short episode, but I feel it was kind of like a little ouch episode because, failures are not fun. But if you can envision the other side of failure that holds wisdom and empowerment, that can bring you encouragement the next time you face a setback in your life. So, are you ready? Let's speak your life. Say these words after me. The choice is mine to be bitter or better. All right, I know. You know what's next. Until next time, keep moving forward. Thank you so much for listening and learning. Let's connect again next week. Please visit my website, djhglifecoachforyouth.com, to learn more about how you can get help moving forward via life coaching.